All right, next patient we're going to do is going to be a patient by the name of Joyce Wallace. Ms. Wallace is going to be for 1/12/26, and her date of birth is 12/25/49. Patient was seen today for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient is in her third benefit period from 12/13/2025 to 2/10/2026 period. Joyce is 76 years old. She's currently on hospice with a history of heart failure. She suffers from chronic hypoxemia, requires O2 at 2 liters most of the time. Her O2 drops down in the high 80s without oxygen because of her CHF as well as her COPD. She also suffers from hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic constipation, urinary incontinence, chronic pain, and gait abnormality, period. Patient's shortness of breath puts her at New York Heart Association Class 4, has a PPS score of 40%. Her MAC is 30 centimeter, has decreased appetite, ADL dependency, and as I mentioned, bowel and bladder incontinence. Her O2 sat was 89% on room air, or 88% on room air with a pulse of 89, blood pressure 110 over 69, period. Patient has decreased appetite, PPS score of 40%, consistent with requires care and assistance with all ADLs. Weakness, profound, overall debility worsened. Fetal edema at 1+. Consistent with congestive heart failure despite diuretic treatment. Patient is obese, most likely has a history of sleep apnea, hence the reason for the oxygen saturation to drop in the 80s when she's sleeping. Patient weighs around 250, started with a 270 pounds at the time of admission, period. Patient requires NEB treatments on a regular basis, as I mentioned. Continues to decline both function mentally and physically, remains hospice appropriate, most likely with 6 months to live, given natural progression of her congestive heart failure. Thank you.